Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today. So expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start your day with faith and encouragement. And that's exactly what's going to happen today. I'm so glad you're streaming. However you're streaming, whether it's on TV or Facebook or YouTube, listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Faith Plus app, thank you for starting your day with Faith in the Morning. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. Well, let's get started with our Faith in the Morning confession. You can find it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description on social media. Say it with me. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I am increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me once again to Acts chapter 1. We've took a lot of time over the last previous Faith in the Mornings to get up to verse 8. So let's go beyond verse 8 today. So after Jesus finishes saying the things that we've covered in Faith in the Morning, starting with verse 9, it says, after saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching, and they could no longer see him. So imagine if while Jesus is talking, as he finishes, he just begins to ascend. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to keep watching up, up, up as he keeps going up. You're going to keep your eyes on him as long as you can. And these are what they're doing. But notice what it says in verse 10. As they strained to see him rise into heaven, two white-robed men suddenly stood among them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring into heaven? Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way you saw him go. And so just like the angels asked them this question, I ask you this question today. What are you staring at? What are you looking at? Why would the angels show up and say these things? Because Jesus, when you read the first part of Acts chapter 1, and you read Luke 24, and you read Matthew 28, and you understand Mark chapter 16, Jesus has already given them instructions of what to do and where to go. Yet they're staring, watching him ascend. And good, look, we would do the same thing, watch him go up, up, and up, and up. And God sent the angels say, hey, what are you looking at? Yes, he left, but he's coming back again. Yes, Jesus is coming back again. But in the meantime, we need to do what he's called us to do. As he said in one of the gospels, occupy until I come. Well, how do we do this? Well, Pastor, the world is so dark. There's so many challenges. Did you see the news? Yes, I'm aware of all the darkness, all the challenges, all the things going on. But as we've covered so far in Faith in the Morning, as Acts 1:8 says, you've received power to be a witness. You received a power to be a witness during this time, during this age, during this present darkness, during whatever the challenges out there show up. The power that's been given to you is more than enough to overcome every challenge. So what are you looking at today? What are you focusing on today? Make sure your focus is in the right place. Look at what God has called you to look at. Reshift your attention to the assignment. Put your attention on what God said. Put your attention on his word. Put your attention on his promises. You're not in this by yourself. You weren't born again to lose. You're born again to win. And you're here for such a time as this. You're not an accident. You're not a mistake. You are here on purpose. And your purpose is so wonderful that Jesus sent you the Holy Spirit to help you get the job done. The same Holy Spirit that rested upon these early apostles, the same Holy Spirit that was working in the early church, rests upon you today and is working in your life today. So don't quit. Don't give up. Don't say, I can't do this, because you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. You can do all things through the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to have a wonderful day. Why? God loves you. He is good. He has a plan for your life. And he sent the Holy Spirit to lead you, to guide you, and to empower you. Say out loud, put in the chat, say, the Holy Spirit is working in my life. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, the Holy Spirit is working in my life. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, the Holy Spirit is working in my life. And follow up with this, say, I follow him wherever he goes. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat, say, I follow him wherever he goes. One more time, say, I follow him wherever he goes. Let's redirect our attention just like Jesus did in Acts chapter 1, 6, 7, and 8, and as the angels did in verses 9 and 10. Let's focus on what God wants us to focus on. I love you so much. Have a great day. Make sure you read today's newsletter and read your chapter of the book of Acts. God bless.